Dependence can involve loneliness and insecurity. She polishes her weapons. Good company, sardonic wit, unrelenting honesty. Preferring Colette's vision of youth to Fournier's, I yet respect his integrity, his commitment to creating a story about male romanticism, the shadow side of pornography, I suddenly realise. I also began this essay with images of hats. So, chapeau, maître.
Tonight's essay was presented by Michelle Roberts. Tomorrow night, New Yorker staff writer Adam Gopnik on the visual arts in Paris 1913.
Radio 3 is relocating to Suffolk for a whole weekend of live broadcasts to celebrate the centenary of arguably the greatest ever British composer, Benjamin Britten. A weekend of live concerts, world premieres and programmes exploring Britten's life and music.
I'm standing on the dais at the far end where Britten would have performed, and behind me are a couple of stained glass windows featuring two saints, the left-hand one being Saint Cecilia. Very appropriate.
And as we begin our Britten weekend, a live concert on the centenary day itself with Oliver Nussen and the BBC Symphony Orchestra. Friday night on BBC Radio 3 from 7:30.
11 o'clock this Wednesday evening, and now on Radio 3, Late Junction with Anna Hilda Nesset.
And this side. The Bee Gees, Sweet Song of Summer. I'm not really a Bee Gees fan, but I love this track. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. German composer Jakob Ullmann grew up with a Stasi in Eastern Germany and refused to join the military. His music is marked by stillness, as though he's still trying to hide. "You can't compete with the noise of the world," he said. "The less loud music is, the better I can hear it." Tonight saw the world premiere of his piece on Imaginaire 3 at the Huddersfield Festival. We're going to hear his Requiem for Victims of Stalinist Rule in the 1930s. This is Voice, Books and Fire.
Nikolaj Fovich. Alexandru Xeșu, Ulișca Iarinsc, Nicăl Vova, Thank you.
Deep dub of Arika Hill. The track was called Free the People, and before that, Jakob Ullmann's Voice, Book and Fire. The centenary of Benjamin Britten's birth is being celebrated here in Radio 3 this weekend. Britten didn't compose much for solo piano, but when he did, the results were truly special. Here is Night Piece, composed in 1963, atmospherically performed by Michael Dussek. Britten was interested in birdsong, and see if you can hear the little eruption of birdsong towards the close. Thank you. Evan Parker with Birds. I'm sort of imagining Evan Parker sitting playing in a tree on this track. His dedication to Steve Lacy, the two released a record together called Chirp some years ago. So you can sense a bird fascination in here. Stay put for tomorrow's Late Junction when we'll broadcast an exclusive session with Evan Parker playing with the Necks. The Peruvian singer Uma Sumac grew up chasing her father's goats in the mountains of Peru. She has said she's taught to sing by birds by mimicking them. Here is Exeter Bay. Uma Sumac's Exeter Bay from The Return of the Legendary Sun Virgin. Kurt Schwitters lived in a Mürzbau hut on an island off the Norwegian coast in the early 1930s. When the artist Wolfgang Müller visited the island, he was sure he could hear Schwitters' famous sound poem Ursonata in the bird song, as if the avant-garde composition is echoing through the fauna. In a moment, we'll hear Müller's sound recording, but before, we're going to hear Schwitters himself performing Ursonate.
Kurt Schwitters spricht Teile seiner Sonate mit Urlauten.
Oh, der Bebe, der Bebe, fünfbe, der Bebe, fünfbe, be, fünfbe, be, te. Fums bava te teu pegif vie da da sinhur iem pittu to te yu ka rinsa kata bebe hins karmu tiu hinsa tiu rinsa karmu rakata bebe rum
Thank you.
Wolfgang Müller's bird recording echoing Kurt Schwitter's Ursinata. You're listening to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilden Essert. Don't forget, you can go on our website to find further details of everything I'm playing. Here's something to prepare you for December weather, A Fall of Sleet by Alistair Roberts.
Sleeping still, north 4 miles to Borderley. You can smell it from a mile away. See the birds like blowing ash, the rolling coal face of the sea, where all the muckle. Take thee.
A Fool of Sleet from Alistair Roberts' latest album. Olivier Messiaen was famously inspired by Birdsong, which he transcribed into his music. We're going to hear two sketches. They're called Petite Esquisse d'Oiseau. First one, a robin song, and then a thrush.
Thank you.
I never thought an angel could be boring, but that's what it would sound like according to One or Tricks Point Never. And before that, we had Oliver Messiaen's bird sketches. Here's Bon de Rol from Lagos.
I'm staring at the world, I'm staring at the streets, I'm staring at the world, hoping she will teach.
The Mysterious Yandek with a rather shambolic You Sing a Song. And before that, we heard Stina Nordenstam. She was staring out the world. I've always wished to compose works which might become part of the sounds of nature, the sounds of the cosmos, says Toshio Hokusawa about his music. Here is Floral Fairy on a new recording by the Aditi Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cellist and singer Abby Wade. She is performing tomorrow night as part of the Folk Rising event at London Cecil Sharp House. And before that, we heard the Aditi Quartet playing music of Toshio Hosokawa. They're performing tomorrow night at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival, where they're going to be playing John Zorn. We're nearly at the end of Late Junction with me, Anna Hilden Essitz. I'll be back tomorrow night, but in the meantime, if you want to check out the playlist or listen again, please go to our website. Here are the lush sounds of Julia Holter bidding you good night.
In this late hour, maybe trouble, maybe fantasy.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is BBC Radio 3 with Music Through the Night. I'm starting today with a concert by the Warsaw Philharmonic Orchestra and their conductor Jerzy Samkov. He was aged 83 when this concert took place in March 2012, and he's a former pupil of Erich Kleiber, Bruno Walter and Tullio Serafin. Mahler's Symphony No. 1 is just over half an hour away. Before that, the Finnish pianist Henry Sigfridsson joins them for Beethoven's Piano Concerto in B-flat, published as No. 2, even though it was written first. We don't know when Beethoven started it, but there are sketches from his early years in Vienna, and the first public performance of it took place there in 1795.